And so finding a centered, rooted, grounded posture. Listening to our breath. And allowing our breath to bring us into our bodies. We begin this prayer. In the first movement of this prayer, we acknowledge that God is with us, among us, in us, that God loves us more than we want to be loved, that God is not as hard on us as we are on ourselves, but always giving, kind, generous, gracious, and loving. Acknowledging the presence of love, we move into the second movement of this prayer, opening our hearts with gratitude. Receiving the gifts of this day, this moment, the gift of a sacred pause in this weekend, the gift of new friendships, and gratitude, we acknowledge that we often do not see those things that are freely given to us. In gratitude, we allow ourselves to receive. And in gratitude, we arrest feelings of inadequacy or unworthiness. We accept this moment. We accept who we are. And we open ourselves to listen. And so we move into the third step of this prayer, allowing memory to wash over us. Reviewing this day, searching for a consolation, a gift of peace. A gift of feeling secure, loved, free. Searching through this day, we look for a consolation of a moment that we wish could have lingered longer. An experience of ourselves that we wish was more common. A moment where we experience the divine. Maybe it was that first cup of hot coffee in the morning, seeing a child or a loved one. Maybe it was getting in your car or on a plane, leaving your home, untangling, detaching. Maybe it was a memory. Phone call. maybe an experience at the table or an introduction. Whatever it was, as we review the day, being led by memory, we phone that moment, receiving it, listening to what it says to us, about us, about God, about love, and we allow it to bring forward our goodness, and with courage and with honesty, we also review this day looking for a desolation. Maybe it was the memory of a wound from someone you love. Maybe it was an experience of fear. Maybe it was a memory of trauma or hurt. Maybe it's a feeling of inadequacy. Maybe it's these voices that roll around in your head that you mistake as God, voices of shame, fear, regret, disappointment. Maybe an addictive behavior. Maybe a way that you've hurt yourself or you hurt someone you love. Whatever it was, whatever pattern it is, we face it with honesty. And in this moment, you may feel it in your back, as knots in your stomach, as anxiety in your jaws or your throat or your chest constricting. As you feel it, as you sense it, we welcome it. And we know that energy follows attention. And so we focus that attention on the part of your body that is strong, that is alive. And as you face this desolation, rather than it controlling you, suffocating you, beating you up, we move into the fourth movement of this prayer. And we pray with it. Maybe a prayer of contrition or sorrow. Maybe a prayer of desperation. Maybe a prayer of confession. We appeal beyond to a loving God who meets us in this desolation, who invites us to healing, to wholeness, to freedom. And facing this desolation, we acknowledge it as an invitation to growth, as an invitation to grace. And not to be overcome by this, move into the final step of this prayer, resting in the hope of a new tomorrow, of new opportunities, of a sunrise that is a baptism to new possibilities, recognizing that tomorrow we will face new desolations, receive new consolations, continuing to become more fully human, more alive, more centered, more peace-filled, more loved.